This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Media is not playing a lot of these Trump clips. They're only playing very selective clips because his message is so powerful. So in this segment, I'm going to play more Trump for you. This is Trump. I will not put personal profit before national security. Very important clip. Then we'll come back in the next segment and get into the latest Islamic invasion news.
Hillary Clinton's mistakes destroy innocent lives, sacrifice national security, and betray the working families of this country. Please remember this. I will never put personal profit before national security. Nobody should.
Yeah, because you have a nuclear war and the money ain't worth anything.
I will never leave our border open to appease donors and special interests, which is what Hillary is doing, and they are being appeased. I will never support a trade deal that kills American jobs. I will never, ever put the special interests before the national interests. I will never put a donor before a voter, or a lobbyist before a citizen.
And by the way, that's what her foundation does. She's been caught, but we got that clip coming up next segment.
Instead, I will be a champion for the people. The establishment media doesn't cover what really matters in this country or what's really going on in people's lives.
And all you got to do is look at how they hate him to know that's true. Never have they had such fits.
Words of mine out of context.
That's right.
And spend a week obsessing over every single syllable and then pretend to discover some hidden meaning in what I said. Just imagine for a second if the media spent this energy holding the politicians accountable who got innocent Americans like Kate Steinle killed. She was gunned down by an illegal immigrant who had been deported 5 times. Just imagine if the media spent time, and lots of time, investigating the poverty and joblessness of the inner cities. Just think about how much different things would be if the media in this country sent their cameras to our border, to our closing factories, or to our failing schools.
That's right. But they work for the collaborators, the outside globalists.
Or if the media focused on what dark secrets must be hidden in the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton illegally deleted.
That's right. Unbelievable truth. This guy's so for real, folks. I saw their crap in their drawers over him. The system is just in total fear. Total fear. This is populism right here, like Nigel Farage. We're idiots if we don't get behind him.
Instead, every story is told from the perspective of the insider. It's the narrative of the people who rigged the system. Never the voice of the people. It's been rigged against, believe me. So many people suffering for so long in silence. No cameras, no coverage, no outrage from the media class that seems to get outraged over just about everything else. So again,
I mean, look, nobody's perfect.
It's never been about me.
But if we don't go for Trump, we're morons. I mean, Hillary doesn't even go to Louisiana during the flooding, and then they blame Trump for going. This is a joke. This is a joke. The establishment has put a Weekend with Hillary, undead, reanimated corpse, zombo up against this great patriot, Trump.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, you'll fire musket, but I'll run you through. When you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. As the bugle sounds, the charge begins.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you...
That's why when I say resistance is victory, it's so true. If we don't lay down to the New World Order, it will fail. That's why it wants to so dumb down, so politically correct, so obsessed with victimology being our identity, that we never live as the true sentient individuals we are. They know the fire of liberty is so warm, so good, that they can't compete with it. So they want to extinguish it. All right. You know, I should probably take some phone calls today. I have a special report I'm going to air in the final segment tonight, coming up in about 45 minutes. That deals with, quote, fear porn. I've shown clips in the last few months of Vladimir Putin saying we're on the verge of nuclear war, the world's in great danger, the Western press won't report this, you're moving troops onto our borders, you're moving nukes up on our borders, we wouldn't move nukes onto your borders. Whether you believe Vladimir Putin or not, it should be in our news. And I've had people I know personally look at me and say, you're engaged in fear-mongering. We haven't had a nuclear war yet. That's like being 25 years old. You're telling somebody, don't drink bacon grease every day. You might have a heart attack. And then when they're 60 years old, they have the heart attack. We're in more danger, according to most geopolitical analysts across the board, of nuclear war than we've ever been. Just search experts. World in greater danger of nuclear war than ever before. You'll get the big think tanks. You'll get everybody. And the public goes, well, we haven't had one yet. Yeah, because people fought hard to stop proliferation and to stop one happening. We came inches in the early 1960s in the Cuban Missile Crisis from a nuclear war. And now we're right back there again. Oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. They'll never pass Obamacare. Oh, Alex, the Democrats don't want your guns. Don't be a fearmonger. And then they now admit in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and everywhere else, Rolling Stone, that it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. It's time to ban the guns. And then I read like articles in Time magazine. Well, there'll probably be a civil war, but that's okay. We'll round up the gun owners. It's something we've got to do. I mean, they're really trying to command the military to get ready for this. That's why the military is incredibly awake. The military would hear me talk 20 years ago and go, Alex, we're not going to do that. Somebody may have a dream. Bill Clinton might have a dream of that. We're never going to do it. Now the military is being called in and trained for gun confiscation. And so InfoWars is the hottest thing running for like 6-7 years in the military. Not because I'm something special, but we just have the info. We're willing to talk about it. But the military's there getting the training for it. It's in the Army Times. We've got special forces training Ukrainian troops for 2 years to battle Russians. And I've got clips coming up of Putin talking about last week the losses of Russian troops and how he's going to have to respond. I mean, we're in a war with Russia in Europe right now. This isn't Afghanistan in the 1980s, and it's not the Soviet Union that was clearly evil. I'll tell you right now, I think Russia's got some major corruption problems, a lot of issues. Compared to our leaders, they're nothing. Russia pays you to have kids. Russia's pro-family now. Russia's cutting its taxes lower than ours. That isn't how good Russia is. It's how bad we are. But it doesn't matter. U.S. defense contractors have come out this week and told investors that Russian threat is great for business. We know the uptick is coming, so we postured ourselves for it. Oh, great, a new Cold War to bankrupt taxpayers again. I should take phone calls. The toll-free number. I'll take a few calls on Obama and Hillary not going to Louisiana. That's a topic I'd like to call in on. I would love to discuss Hillary's health issues that are so obvious. What do you think of Trump's amazing unifying speeches? I played the clips Friday. We played the clips Friday where he was saying, and by the way, to a mainly white audience in North Carolina, we're going to have to hire people across the board here that want to work and are good people. We got to have prosperity for everybody. These inner cities are falling apart. We need to hire these people. You don't see Obama out saying, hey, white people, hire black people that want to work. It's all, you know, these white people are all really racist and out to get you. You just go get on some welfare, okay? And barely live. It's just such evil. These people are engaged in ridiculous levels of division. Obama spews 180 degrees. What Martin Luther King said. I totally agree with what Martin Luther King said. I agree with nothing Obama says. And I don't get how we can juxtapose these things and not see how ridiculously opposite they are. Now, I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to, and I want to take your phone calls. But the toll-free number to join us, the Sunday number is different than the weekday broadcast number. The Sunday number, which we produce everything right here in-house live, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If you disagree with me, too, we'll put you at the head of the line. 877-789-2539. And we'll take a few segments of calls and then get to the big video, special report. It's on InfoWars.com, and I'm going to air it here today. I hope you'll spread it. The threat of nuclear war is not fear porn. 50,000 operable nuclear weapons. They're being pilfered out to other countries. More than 14 nations have nukes, admittedly. And it starts, folks. It doesn't stop. And people just always think that this isn't going to happen. World War I happened. World War II happened. 20 million Russians died in World War II. 21 million Germans died. That was a third of the German population. One-fifth the Russian population. People never believe Great Depressions happen. Great Depressions happening all over the world right now. The globalists are engineering it on record. I'm trying to stop it by showing what's going on. But being informed, being involved, knowing how government works, knowing how legislation works, knowing who world leaders are, living information, living analysis, talking to former and current top spy chiefs, foreign leaders, you name it. I'm the weirdo for being informed. I'm the bad guy because I'm a real intellectual. I'm really informed. I'm really involved. I really know what I'm talking about. I'm really a liberal who wants you to live in peace and have your own lifestyle and live in freedom. But don't tell me how to live. And I'm the bad guy. I'm the person my whole life fighting against racism, fighting against division, really caring about people. And I get to hear a bunch of garbage-spewing liars, race pimps, and the Democratic Party turn around and tell me I'm deeply racist on CNN, MSNBC when they're full of BS and they know it. And I'm also going to get into this whole Islamic thing. Again, Islam has had periods where it wasn't that radical. We've had periods where Christianity was radical. And oppressive. It's true, the Dark Ages. But the radical, horrible, slaving form of it that comes out of Saudi Arabia has taken over, folks. It's dominating worldwide. It's bullying everyone into it. And Islam is out of control. And the evil globalists are allied with it. And it's a fact. And you got weirdo Jewish comedian women and stuff coming out saying, don't criticize Islam. Sharia law helps women. It's freakish. It's lies. I demand these weird Jewish comic women with their Rachel Maddow haircuts go to Saudi Arabia and see how long you don't end up in prison or killed. I give you 48 hours before your ass is locked up. And you know that, though. You're preying on us. You're a tyrant. You're an oppressor. You're not a liberal. And I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out for what you are. Criminals. Scum. Filth. Garbage. Collaborators. Bullies. We're going to come back on the other side. Don't take InfoWars for granted, folks. We're in a war. They're coming after us because we're so effective. Spread our links, spread our videos, and no, we are the tip of the spear that's changed the whole game because you did. You did. You are the power. You're the blood coursing through the veins.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic up on Infowars.com that harkens back to Matt Drudge, who was here about a year ago in studio. They talked about Hillary's brain in a jar, where she's so sick, she's so ill, that it's just her brain in a jar. And then the press goes and has press conferences with the brain. There's a graphic political cartoon at Infowars.com towards the bottom at the right-hand side, where folks can see that for yourself. There it is for TV viewers. We're simulcast, again, for television. If folks are wondering why I keep talking about visuals. Hillary's brain, elected president. Extra, extra. No flash photography. We've got the black Secret Service agent there with the tranquilizer pin. 4 more days. I'm with the brain. Look smarter in person. There you go. That's up on Infowars.com, and it's up there at the top. It says drudgereport.com, because that's where the impetus, the idea for that came from. And by the way, it's been a year. I haven't bugged Drudge, but I think I'm going to try to put some emails and calls in, because it's been a year. I get Drudge does one every 2 or 3 years. Even if it's not with us, I think it's time for Drudge to do an interview in this close election. Time is compacted. Things are accelerated. It's a quickening. I think Drudge would say, I said everything in the 45-minute interview, and it's all coming true. Well, okay. He said, you used to broadcast once every Sunday. I listened every time I could. Can we just have Matt Drudge on the show? In fact, remind me tomorrow. I'm going to put some emails out and try to make some phone calls. I never bug Drudge, but I tell you, we need to hear from Drudge right now about what he thinks, and he's been proven totally right. Might just show up and surprise me again. I almost had a heart attack last time. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls right now. Mark in California, Austin, Orlando, Florida, Brian in North in New York City, Frank in North Carolina, Chris and John and many others. Who should we talk to first? Let's talk to Brian in New York City. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Basically, what Obama is doing is completely and utterly, well, ludicrous, and basically I think he should be down here. And the same goes for Hillary Rodham Clinton, because we all know that basically that she called us black people, what was it? Subhuman.
She called black people super predators and said they should be made to heal like dogs. And all I'm saying is, how did they attack Bush for going to Louisiana during a flood, during Katrina, but now they don't even show up and it's okay? It's the same media, the liberal media that did that, the fake liberals, and now they're saying Trump's bad. It's just, how do their viewers not get? I guess they do. I guess their viewers do get it. They have almost no viewers. It's just, we're watching the collapse of these people. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I appreciate that call, Brian. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome, Frank.
Alex, the blinders came off one night when I was listening to you on with George Norrie. I think it was December of 2005. And I had a rough couple of weeks after that trying to disprove everything that you were saying about 9/11 and everything. And, I've been defending, the Middle East, the people of the Middle East and how they were framed for 9/11 for about 11 years now. But the reality, of the situation is, and I understand what Trump is doing, every race, color, creed and everything. It sounds great. you know, that was really pushed hard in the 60s and everything. And I bought into a lot of that myself. But the fact is, the more people that you can, and I do feel sympathy for those people. And I think that what's been done to them is no less than an atrocity.
Oh, there's no doubt the social engineers have totally screwed up the black community and others. But I understand now it's a time bomb. What do you do? And Trump's like, we try to make people prosperous. I think that's the only answer to the globalists trying to make them poor. But I get it's so out of control. At a certain point, if you're a white guy in a parking lot with five black guys about to kill you, you've got to get down to brass tacks and say, even though you wish things were wonderful, they're not.
But Alex, if you keep bringing people in from that part of the world that come from a different way of thinking, a different culture, a different heritage, ancestry, when they first come in, they're nice people, right? I mean, you can deal with them, you know. I mean, I can be friendly with them. But what happens?
I think it's the prosperity that spoils everybody. I think that's part of it.
As their numbers grow, though, they become more emboldened, and then their youth want to go back to the old culture. I believe that they are going to want to change America to reflect their own image, their ancestry. And I feel bad for those people and what's been done to them over there, and I understand why some would want to come here as refugees and whatnot, particularly from Syria.
Well, here's the deal. We got too many people here now that haven't been assimilated yet, so I say we need to obviously stop it, cut back on it for a while until we – look, if you give people free market and basically not indoctrinate them but expose them to real freedom – it's been proven that immigrants from all over the world do a great job. I don't care where they're coming from. It's when they hit leftist BS political correctness that it's super toxic. So I agree, under political correctness, don't bring anybody else in. I don't care if they're from Eastern Europe or Mexico or where it is. I mean, it is a time bomb, but I appreciate your call. I get your points. Look, everybody's tribal, and the point is they've told Americans to not be tribal so they can bring in other groups to be tribal in a political takeover. And the Democrats did that because before they were the party of race, when the Republicans ended all that, they had to flip back and then be the party of the minorities. So they've done everything they did with white poor people with minorities now. Okay, this is just, they're following the same script. And I'm just saying, we've got to do the moral thing and try to stop all this, okay? But also criticize it and not play along with it. Thanks for your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you doing, Alex?
Good. I think you're on a speakerphone. I can barely understand you.
Okay, let me get out of the throne room here. I want you to tell us more about exactly what's going to happen October 1st when Obama gives the UN authority. And I'm going to go to my congressman. I live in San Jose, actually. Mike Honda. Call him tomorrow and go to city council here or there in San Jose, talk to them about it. That's something we can do. But can you elaborate so we can learn?
Sure. If you just type in the U.S. Turns over control of the Internet October 1st, you'll get Associated Press. You'll get all the news articles. And they all felt like it's a good idea. The U.S. obviously created the Internet with some British scientists who were involved as well, but mainly the U.S. And the domain registries, the DNS numbers, I'm not a tech guy, but I know the basics. Those have all been registered and run, and then it's administered under international treaty when there's copyright violations, you name it, basically by a U.S. group. You can also basically appeal to the U.N., but it still goes back to the U.S. It's all being turned over to the United Nations October 1st. And the U.N. says they're going to start restricting free speech.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know,
and of course they'll pick. I mean, they'll pick like some horrible white supremacist group or some jihadi group saying kill kids. They'll pick stuff that sounds like it's reasonable to censor, you know, as their first beta test. But I would say within a year of this decision coming into play, you'll see massive shutdowns. They're already shutting people down in Europe. Facebook has hired the former Stasi, the East German secret police, to run their censorship.
You ever read a book by Craig Wenn called Prophet of Doom?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I gave that to Jim, I won't give his last name, who was my boss at National Security for maybe 2 weeks. I worked briefly for that company, and I gave that book to Jim, and he yelled at me and said, "That's discrimination, you're fired."
All right, we'll be back. Thanks for the call. Stay with us. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to belabor this. The globalists are doing everything they can to shut us down as we explode. It is you, the listeners and viewers, that make everything possible. Your prayers, your support, spreading links, sending out links to the free iPhone or Droid apps that are Infowars.com/show. We're going to end a special today. It'll be over tomorrow, 20% off. On InfoWarsLife.com, Living Defense, 20% off Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser is now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com for being sold out for months. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we completely run out again. start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Just read some of the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and see what Living Defense is doing for listeners and viewers. Stock up and start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Get Living Defense for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. And it's a great product, and your purchase supports the broadcast. The $5 million budget film, Armageddon, still in theaters in areas of the United States, and all over the country, is now exclusively available for at least another week at InfoWarsStore.com. One copy is $19.95. A second copy is the same price, but when you get two copies, you get two of my films free on top of that, a massive value. That special is going to have to end very soon because we're running out of all of my films that we have on DVD. Great to have for your library. Great to give to the local library. That's a great way to get the word out, is to donate films and things to the library where hundreds and hundreds will see it. But InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical supplement subsection. Made in 1776.com is the Made in America t-shirts and products. And we have the Bill Clinton rape shirt, the Hillary for prison shirt, and more. Just want to thank all of you for your support because you make it all possible. Getting to the radical Islamic stack, I may have to cover this more tomorrow because I want to go to your phone calls right now, but New York Post, Uma Abedin, the lady that stays in the same hotel room as Hillary, worked at a radical Muslim journal for a dozen years, one that wanted women to not be able to go outside without hoods over their heads. But she's a good girl, the rich ruler, so she can wear the little flower outfits. That's because she's liberal. It's okay she wants women with bags over their heads. BBC says opposing Sharia law is Islamophobic. And you can actually watch the video. That's from Breitbart. Isn't that just cute? That's right. Having women's genitals cut off with loppers is trendy. Death toll from Turkey's wedding attack that has nothing to do with Islam rises to 50. Governor's office. Turkish president Erdogan blamed Islamic State for carrying out the blast that he's been aiding the whole time, attacking Syria. Europe hit by yet more sex attacks. Now 22 girls assaulted at Stockholm Festival, but they don't complain they were raped by Muslims because they have Stockholm Syndrome. Turkish paper warns against traveling to Sweden due to rape stats. Oh, yeah. Don't go to Sweden. All our Muslim men have gone there to rape the dumbass Europeans. So it's all just cute. Whole families are fleeing this tiny country and entering the U.S. in massive numbers. And it breaks down how the U.N. is staging the whole operation to ship people in from different Central American countries. So that's just some of the news on that front. Right now, though, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Austin in Orlando, Florida. You're on the air, Austin. Thanks for holding.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Trump going to Louisiana while Obama is busy playing golf like usual.
Let's say it. While Obama had his thumb up his ass. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but Obama's golfing for weeks and weeks at Martha's Vineyard like a big old elitist jackass. Hillary's sleeping and going to fundraisers. I mean, this is BS, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I mean, you were brilliant what you just said.
I mean, it's true. Obama literally is a piece of... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to stop now. I'm sorry.
It just shows that Trump is like one of the first candidates, but I say nominees we've had a long time. He's presidential material. I mean, at least he actually cares about people, unlike Obama and Hillary, who just pretend, and it's all okay because they're liberals.
Well, exactly, but the bigger issue, I mean, do you agree with me? Do you agree with me, Austin? It's that just a few years ago they flipped out when Bush was there and was rendering aid and did screw up some stuff and did make arrogant statements like you're doing a great job, Brownie, to the head of FEMA that didn't know what he was doing. Still, he was there. How is that the end of the world that he was there? They don't even show up. It shows the arrogance. Black unemployment has doubled under Obama. I care about unemployment, period, but I don't want to see poor black people with no jobs. It's the disconnect. Why do you think they don't care?
They're arrogant. When you get arrogant, sometimes you act like nothing can stop you. You think you're greater than what you are. But hopefully
you start thinking you start a war with Russia and get away with it. Exactly. Megalomania is the word. They are delusional fruit bags.
Exactly. Also, can I make one more point?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm ranting. I apologize.
No, you're good. But also, it's very important to get involved politically, not just the presidential races, but also Senate races in your local states and stuff, because if we put more patriots in the Senate and Congress and all that, it'll be harder for the globalists to put their agenda in America. I just want to point that out.
I totally agree. That's why Trump's so great. He promotes populism. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's just classic common sense populism, and people are now picking up on this. So it's a win whether he wins or not. But he clearly is ahead. There's new national polls where he's ahead. But they're trying to skew the polls. He's way ahead. God bless you. I appreciate that call. Who said? I want to try to get everybody in here, but I'm almost out of time. I have a special report coming up. It's really important. Who should we go to next? John's in Wisconsin, Trump campaign. Roberts, California, Hillary possible having surging at doubles. That's happened before. Rick's in ATX, Austin, Texas, immigration assimilation. Chris is Indiana. Let's move quick here. Let's talk about to Robert in California about Hillary having a double. This has happened in politics before. The media will make fun of this, but it's happened before. But I know the real Hillary. That's the real Hillary we see tottering around. What do you think?
Hey, Alex. Look, I'm looking at a few things on her facial expressions and, well, actually her just face. I'm looking at the hair part. I'm looking at the eyes themselves. There's some different things that I've seen on the dental and the double chin and the puffy of the cheeks. Now, as ill as she's supposed to be getting, I think that might be like, you know, what...
Listen, I agree with you. I once saw a warthog on National Geographic look just like her, and so she actually, it could be a warthog. I agree.
But, you know, I'm looking at those things, and I'm seeing it just like what Larry Nicholas was saying, you know, that if she's as ill as she's supposed to be, I think what that is, it's a fake thing, and I think what they're doing is because it makes sense for her to have 10-minute speeches. Wherever she's going, she's only there.
No, here, then it's just those talking points. Nothing they can take out of context. Maybe you're right. Who knows? We'll track it. Rick in the ATX, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ATX. Doesn't that sound awesome,
hey,
Texas?
Hey, how you going there?
ATX. So, Autobots. Transform and roll out. Form of ATX.
I want to talk about immigrant assimilation. So I notice a lot of these Mexicans and the Muslims always want to come over here, and they don't really want to assimilate with the culture, which brings me back to when my great-grandfather came here from Lithuania. When he came here, he decided that he was American. He was no longer Lithuanian. So all throughout the generations, anyone who asked them about Lithuania, it was always, I'm not a Lithuanian.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair to say Mexicans aren't assimilating. It takes like two generations. The Muslims aren't assimilating. I've studied it. But you're right. In the old times, folks really wanted to come to America because it was so much better, and they would even change their names of whatever. And I don't even say that's a good thing overall because, you know, diversity, I think, is a good thing. But I hear what you're saying is that the left is here to create balkanization to play us off against each other. That's why it's ruining immigration being a good thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I hear you. I mean, look, all I know is Trump's reaching out to everybody to try to unify instead of the globalists trying to create division. That's why they're so scared.
Yeah, well, that's why he's coming here to Austin Tuesday, so I hope everyone in the Austin area comes down and sees him. So.
Absolutely. I'm sorry I got to jump. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to John, Chris, and Chris. Call me tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll take your phone calls. Got a bunch of big guests and more. Infowars.com is there right now with stories, videos, you name it. They do not want that information getting out. But the big story, straight ahead, tell me what you think in the comments on Infowars, is it fear porn to worry about nuclear war, or does worrying about it stop it? Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
I cannot help asking those who have caused this situation, do you realize now what you've done?
We even know year by year what's going to happen, and they know we know. It's only you that they tell these fables, and you buy it and spread it to the citizens of your countries. And your people do not feel a sense of the impending danger. This is what worries me. How do you not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction? That is the problem. But they pretend like nothing's going on. I don't even know how to get through to you people anymore.
Putin will try to destabilize Ukraine, but the Ukrainians, the large majority of Ukrainians, are determined to be independent of Russia.
Well, then why are you interfering in our business? Don't meddle in our business. Sort out your own issues first. Mr. Trump declared that he is ready to restore full cooperative relations with Russia. What's so bad about that? We all welcome that. Do you not?
In recent years, we have seen a cacophony of geopolitical experts, historians, statisticians, statesmen come out and warn that the world is hurtling towards major military conflict between the United States and Russia, and that the climate that we see in the world today is very similar to what we saw before World War I and World War II. Vladimir Putin has come out multiple times in the last 6 months at press conferences and warned the world that the West, under the guise of missile defense systems, is moving offensive nuclear weapons up to the border with Russia. I study the facts. I know that 2 years ago, George Soros bragged on CNN that he had the major part with the State Department in overthrowing the elected government of Ukraine.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Now, in the eastern area of Ukraine that has always been part of Russia, the Crimea, it means the border in Russian, we have proxy armies of NATO battling Russian troops. And the Russian losses have been high. Just last week, Vladimir Putin came out in a press conference and pointed out that Kiev is launching basically asymmetrical attacks, or what he called terrorism. And whether you support Russia or Putin or don't, or whether you're just neutral, it should be a major news item here in the United States. Here's a segment of that news conference.
It is true that our special forces have foiled an attempt by a group of sabotage infiltrators belonging to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's intelligence agency, who were seeking to penetrate the Crimean territory. And in view of these events, it has become pointless to meet with the Ukraine's current authorities at the Normandy format. We have suffered losses as a result of this operation. We undoubtedly cannot turn a blind eye to the deaths of our servicemen. But I would also like to address our American and European partners. I think today it has become obvious for everyone that Kiev's current authorities are not seeking ways to solve problems through negotiations, but have turned to terrorism instead. This is a highly troubling development. There are no other reasons for conducting such actions other than to distract the Ukrainian people and divert their attention from the disastrous economic situation and the miserable conditions most of them are living in.
And here we are, 2 years after George Soros and the State Department brag that they overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. And now as NATO and Western forces mass on the Russian border, and as Russia puts 40,000 troops on its border and goes on high alert, and as Putin says, no more detente, no more talk with Ukraine, you are attacking Russian citizens in your east. Zero coverage here in our media, unless there's stories saying that I'm a Russian agent or that InfoWars or Donald Trump have sold out to Putin. No, we've sold out to common sense and decency and not having a nuclear war. And I see the emails that come in and the comments on InfoWars by a vocal minority saying that I'm a fearmonger because I'm concerned about global conflict. Yes, I'm concerned about the West funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take over the Middle East and North Africa. I'm upset about our governments creating thousands of trillions of dollars of fake derivatives to buy up the world. I'm concerned about the Clinton Foundation taking money from third world dictators and Middle Eastern governments that oppress women and homosexuals. I'm concerned about the laissez-faire attitude of our elites. But I'm even more concerned about the general population. Because I've had people that I know personally say to me, Alex, we've been hearing about nuclear war since the 1960s. It's fear-mongering. It's never going to happen. And the New York Times makes jokes about fear porn. We have the power to destroy life on this planet many times over. We have Promethean fire that will either take us to the stars or turn this whole planet into a giant tombstone. I have three children. I study geopolitics. I'm involved in trying to build a better world. I want peace with Russia and China. I don't want war. And I see our very elites that tell us don't worry about war being the ones that gave nuclear reactors to North Korea so they could create atomic bombs, and who gave the missile secrets for ICBMs to China in the 1990s. The very people telling us don't worry about all this are the very ones that are pushing our world towards the brink of extinction, and not just for humanity. We've seen The Hague recently rule against the Chinese in the South China Sea. And we've seen China go into a very belligerent tone, threatening war with the world. Whether you support the communist Chinese or don't, I'm sitting here as an American patriot pointing out that we have aircraft carriers and fleets openly lined up against Chinese ships in the South China Sea in the last 2 months, with the People's Daily and the president of China saying war with the United States is imminent. And there's 1,000 times more news, literally, about some American athlete in South America at the Olympics who might have lied about being robbed. That's the big story, and not this. WorldNet Daily is reporting that $6+ trillion is missing from the Pentagon. The last time CBS News reported the day before 9/11 that $2 trillion was missing, you saw what happened. And that's just the beginning of what I'm talking about. The elite is all basically running to armored fortresses and redoubts in New Zealand. They're going underground. It's admitted. They're building huge walls from Hillary's palace to Zuckerberg's around their houses. They're acting like it's the end of the world while telling us don't worry about it. It's a conspiracy theory if you even talk about Putin discussing nuclear war. These are crazy times to be alive. And I'm simply here ringing the alarm bell saying we've gotten by without a nuclear war so far, and we're very close to one right now. Let's have a debate about this instead of whether or not somebody on the Olympic team lied about being assaulted. Let's force real issues out there in the open. I'm Alex Jones, asking all of you to think about the facts, to weigh the evidence, and to decide, is having 50,000 nuclear weapons on this planet safe? Is massing troops on the Russian border a good idea? Is funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda a good idea? The decision is up to all of us, and we should have a serious debate about it. The globalists don't want that debate to happen, but we're here to force that debate front and center, just like we've done about election fraud, just like we've done about GMO, just like we've done about our government funding ISIS on every front. InfoWars is the tip of the spear because we have 28 million viewers and listeners, just like you, that are awake and who are involved. So, my friends, it's time to take action and to stop a new world war. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the product. products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.